utilities are required by law to offer customers the chance to support renewable energy by paying a higher rate. Every power provider has a different rate, but they tend to add about 30% to your electric bill. But there's an escape hatch. If not enough customers sign up, a utility can ask permission to pull the plug on its program. And after 2 years, PSNH is the first to pull the plug. Company spokesman Mike Skelton says it would take just 1% of their total customers signing up to keep it alive.
We have about 148 customers on the rate right now, so we would need an additional more than 3,500 to sign up by January 1st in order for the rate to continue.
That's more than 23 times as many ratepayers getting on board. And other utilities are in a similar boat. Unitil spokesman Alec O'Meara says his company has been watching PSNH's move carefully and is weighing whether to continue its program. They have just 25 people signed up, also down at 0.04%.
We send out flyers. We gave customers who do enroll, we give them some stickers, some clings they can put on their cars to try and generate some word of mouth on it. But it just seems to not really be growing much at all.
This is not to say that these programs can't succeed. A report from the National Renewable Energy Lab, or NREL, shows that some parts of the country have way more folks signing up to buy green power. 18% of customers in Palo Alto, California, and around 7.6% in Naperville, Illinois. And small changes in these programs can make a big difference. The state's second largest utility, the New Hampshire Electric Cooperative, tells customers they can buy renewable energy in blocks that cost $3 a month and represent about 100 kilowatt hours. Heather Moneypenny with the co-op says their program's participation rate is somewhere between 7 and 9 times better than that of PSNH and Unitil, depending on the year.
I think it's probably the simplicity of knowing that for $3 a month, this is exactly what it is, rather than not knowing how much of my bill might go up or down.
And of course, the elephant in the room is marketing. Are companies getting the word out about these programs? New Hampshire Utilities report they've spent at the low end $1,500 and at the top $75,000 in marketing these programs over 2 years. But the most successful seller of green energy in New Hampshire, newcomer North American Power, makes green energy a centerpiece of much of its marketing efforts, like this online video.
Or you can choose 100% green electric and go completely green, still at an affordable rate.
So if you don't market something, oftentimes you can't expect to sell much of it, right?
Kerry Breitbart is North American Power's CEO. At 1.2% customer participation, it has the best numbers in the state by far. But Breitbart says those New Hampshire numbers are a lot lower than other places, so the culture of a place matters.
You know, we're in 10 states at the moment, and we've had more success promoting 100% green product in some than we have in others.
Though some utilities are eyeing wrapping up their green power programs in New Hampshire, the restructuring of the electric market that happened last decade means that unhappy customers hoping to support renewables with their dollars can take them elsewhere. Something that PSNH spokesman Mike Skelton readily acknowledges.
There are many suppliers that offer green rates or 100% wind rates or solar rates. So customers still have the ability to go out and support those.
Utilities may be willing to send these customers away because, in New Hampshire at least, there are perhaps not enough of them to be worth the trouble. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.